Rome began here, a cluster of little villages strung over these hills above the marshy valley of the river Tiber. Founded, according to legend, in the 8th century BC, at its heyday in the 2nd century AD, it ruled an empire whose soldiers stood guard from the windy hills of Hadrian's Wall in Scotland to the Persian Gulf, and whose merchants travelled as far afield as India and China. The culmination and the unifying of the old cultures of the Mediterranean world and Western Europe. From that day to this, Rome would be the greatest single influence on the Western cultural tradition. Indeed, it could be said that Rome is that tradition. It's not merely that Rome gave the West the Latin language, Roman law, Roman ideas on statecraft and on society. It was Rome which passed on to the West the artistic, philosophical, and spiritual legacy of ancient Greece, which Rome had conquered, looted, and then learned from. And it was Rome which would be the agency of transmission to the West of an obscure Near Eastern religious cult, which became the dynamic motive force in Western society and spiritual life, Christianity. But Rome also gave the West a practical legacy. It's a legacy which Western people see every day of their lives, from Washington Square to Trafalgar Square. And that legacy lies in the realm of architecture, civil engineering, building, town planning. These were the Roman arts par excellence. And Roman thinkers came to view the goal of their empire as providing a peace in which those arts could flourish.